Good evening, Los Angeles, and welcome to The Talking Show on K-Chung Radio, Chinatown's only micro-broadcasting radio station. I'm Nicholas Miller, here with my tireless co-host, Stephen Cato. Why don't you say hi, Steve Cato?
Hey, what's up? I'm Steve Cato. It's The Talking Show on K-Chung Radio, coming at you.
Yeah, it's really great to be here. This season's been tons of fun, and we hope to keep up the momentum.
As all of you know,
keeping up the momentum can be difficult.
That's true.
But we're going to try anyway.
We're going to try all the way.
You know, Steve, last night I saw that movie, the Michael Mann version of Manhunter.
Oh, yeah.
Which I didn't realize is just another adaptation of that book, The Red Dragon.
That's right.
But, you know, with really great style, a la Michael Mann.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for recommending that one.
Oh, no problem. I'm glad you followed up on my recommendation for that.
Yeah.
It's great.
Although I will say, I know you were really taken with the interior decorating sensibilities of the murderer in the film.
Yeah.
And I got to say, that's a little weird, Steve.
No.
I mean, there were all those...
No, it's not.
Posters and images of deep space and the moon. Is that really what your ideal apartment would look like?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hell yeah. Yeah, the apartment looks great, don't you think? I mean, I don't even think that's so weird. I think there's maybe like 10 people that we know that would love to have, you know, giant wall-sized Mars lander images in their place. Crab nebulas up in their place. I mean, I can even think about people who are like on this radio station who are in the building right now who would probably totally be cool with having that as decor. Like they're here right now in the lounge area at K-Chung, you know, playing Settlers of Catan right now. They're doing that. Those guys would love to have an apartment like that.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I guess to each his own. I did like the furniture, though. Lots of weird kind of 50s, 60s mod furniture.
Yeah.
Pretty cool stuff.
Tell
a lot of, oh, especially, do you remember the chairs that were around the kitchen table kind of had this... the back of the chair was came into this kind of cross section that looked like maybe a Klingon symbol or something. Do you remember that? And it was even green, kind of Klingon green.
No. Yeah, no. I actually don't remember the chairs in too much detail. It was really into the wall hangings.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, great electronic music score all in all.
Yeah.
High pass film.
Totally.
Great film.
Totally a great movie.
But enough about Michael Mann. Let's get to tonight's guest. We have a very special local LA-based guest, which is very exciting. You know, we didn't have to dip too deep into the K-Chung penny jar to bring this artist out here. She just came from across the way. But let's get right to it. We have visual artist, installation artist, photo/text artist, book artist, audio tape artist, and film maker, LA's own Jackie Apple.
The event is framed, isolated, made significant only by what it is connected to outside the frame. An event that has long since become history. One before your time, perhaps. You had nothing to do with that. You are its heir, or its product, or its victim, perhaps. An event outside your knowledge, happening now, this minute even, maybe in the next room or the next building. A strategy conceived, a plan made, about to happen, tomorrow, on the other side of the world or in the restaurant across the street, by people you don't know or ones you thought you knew, a face on TV or in a crowd, next to you on the bus or across the table. You may be a collaborator, willingly or unwillingly, with or without your knowledge. Perhaps you hadn't thought about it that way. You read the newspaper, have your morning coffee, the sun is shining, you buy some lemons at the corner, or perhaps you are the one selling them. You put some gas in the car, you dine with friends, you make love. Someone else loads a revolver. A meeting takes place in a carpeted room around a long, polished mahogany table, or in a basement. Papers are signed, payments made, cocktails passed on lacquered trays, a bomb explodes in a crowd. Or perhaps you lose your job. You are arrested. You must leave the country. You cannot leave the country. You die in a back alley, in a street, or before a firing squad.
Diplomacy is the application of intelligence and tact to the conduct of official relations between governments of independent states.
Mexico City,
extending sometimes also to their relations with vassal states.
This morning, more briefly breakfast. Still,
There are a series of doors watching Julian go off to the embassy.
His clothes, the gray flannel
exits
suit,
and entrances,
shirt, navy pin dot tie,
windows that at once
the sound
reflect
of his voice,
the interior,
the grayness of the light,
the exterior,
the cool damp air, the books
openings
strewn everywhere, on tables and floor, the crumpled copy of last week's Manchester Guardian Weekly,
within the four walls,
the cream-colored
of a space.
Writing paper, with foreign affairs printed at the top.
Meetings,
a tie draped carelessly over a chair. Last night's teacups, still half filled.
The words that pass between.
The black umbrella in the corner.
The distance.
Suddenly I feel
maintained.
As if I'm in London again, after so many years.
The steps taken.
It is a very intense sensation, almost a kind of déjà vu.
The skin that touches.
The
bodies that enter and enclose
across
the street.
Covert action is attempting to influence the affairs of other nations, sometimes called intervention, by covert means.
The palm trees stand dark and still against the overcast sky. A woman sits on the street at the corner.
The technique is essentially that of penetration, including penetrations of the sort which disregard the standards and agent recruitment rules.
I put the cameras in a bag.
Raymond Mercator, whose alias
has
bewildered investigators as to his true identity,
I wait on a bench
years,
near the entrance of Chapultepec Park.
A Spanish communist who had been well
known in Spain.
Traffic
comes around the corners
war,
into the boulevard
close
called the Reforma, like a marble arch.
Many of the penetrations don't take the form of hiring, but of establishing a close and friendly relationship, which may or may not be furthered by the provision of money.
It is exactly 12 noon. He shows me the photographs.
His approach to Trotsky, which was oblique and at first beyond suspicion, began in his meeting
with
Trotsky.
I ask him if he's sure this is the right way.
Sylvia Agaloff in Paris in 1938.
Trust me, he
says,
smiling.
A meeting engineered by the GPU.
We come up in a place that looks like East Los Angeles, only uglier.
In Coyoacan,
open shops with cheap merchandise
in
synthetic colors,
then known as Jacques
shoes in polyester pants.
The officer giving the pitch is furnished with a false identity and given an agency-produced fake American passport.
Bus stops. We ask directions. Coyoacan.
Mercator later spent
we have
time
come to the wrong place.
The stage showed a total lack of interest
go back
in politics,
to the metro.
And during
four
their
stops.
Time in the United States,
it is hot and stuffy,
the image of a ball.
Crowded like the New York subway.
Later, he told Sylvie he was going to Mexico.
It is beginning
as an
to rain again.
Export import firm, and persuaded
it is
her
too
to
late
go
now. I explain.
For his Mexican trip, he'd assumed the
I
name
must
Frank
be back
Jackson
by three.
And had a false Canadian passport,
I'm expecting.
Telling Sylvie he'd adopted these measures.
There is the party
to avoid
of the ambassadors this evening.
Service.
The aim is to penetrate the host government, learn its inner workings,
he's
and manipulate it for the
days.
Agency's purposes.
If I do not call, he will understand.
Subsequently, he was able to enter the house in the Avenida Vienna and gradually
I take the metro,
with
two stops back
household.
To where I started from.
He continued to reconnoiter the house
the sky
and
is dark.
Trotsky.
It begins
over
to
a period of months, he gained Trotsky's confidence
I take
by posing as an anti-Stalin American sympathizer. He
under
undertook
an umbrella,
a political article which he asked Trotsky to look
about
over.
To end.
And it was at one of those meetings about the
I
article
back
on
to
August
the
17, 1940, that he presented himself with ice axe,
raining
dagger,
very hard,
and pistol under his clothes
deep
as a kind of dress rehearsal for the actual
penetration includes not only government organizations, but youth, labor, and cultural organizations, communications media, and dissident
he
political
me
groups.
Evening of August
20th, Mercator entered the house and drove an ice
yes,
pick into Trotsky's skull.
Wondering what there was to tell.
As Mercator had imagined he would
he
be.
Didn't ask about our relationship.
Fierce struggle which led to Mercator's
I didn't explain.
By God, and
easier that way.
Deeply embedded within the clandestine mentality is the belief that human ethics and social laws have no bearing
blanket,
on covert operations
hot
or their practitioners.
Tea, the cigarette, the rain on the terrace, the chill, damp air, the stacks of books everywhere. the photos of Ireland on the walls. I begin to read The Labyrinth of Solitude and wait for Julian. Friday evening, July 28. A fine mist hangs in the air, in the lush green foliage, in the garden of the Canadian ambassador's residence.
The CIA operator is constantly looking for indications of vulnerability on the part of potential foreign agents.
The snap of cigarette lighters, ice cubes clinking in glasses, the mix of languages.
The indicators may come from a casual observation by the operator at a cocktail party, gossip picked up by his wife, suggestions from already recruited agents, or assistance furnished, wittingly or unwittingly, by a genuine American businessman or diplomat.
Unusual for a Soviet official.
The technique is essentially that of penetration.
Curious at first, later intrigued.
Only designated persons on a Soviet mission are allowed to have personal relationships with foreigners, particularly non-communist foreigners, and each meeting with such people requires a full written report.
And hold it well.
Usually permission for such relationships is restricted to intelligence operations officers and diplomats.
A debate on style and technique and virtuosity. The names bounce back and forth. The Kirov is best, he says.
Somewhere, the theory goes, there are Soviets already along the road to defection. And the CIA goal is to identify them and bring it about.
A matter of official policy, she teases.
The solution
she laughs, they dance, they drink, perhaps a little too much. He is fascinated and aroused.
Axis agents are people who, for a great variety of reasons, can establish a personal relationship with a Soviet or satellite officer, and through whom the CIA can observe the officer as closely as possible.
They speak badly in French now of personal things. Touching each other,
of
sharing a cognac.
Built on promise,
he suggests some
not
fresh
satisfaction.
Air. They walk in the garden. The interlude is brief and passionate.
An Axis agent may be anyone so long as the target official
many
can be kept interested.
Have gone.
A host country foreign ministry official, a third world diplomat, someone who shares the same hobby, a man with an attractive wife.
The Mexican foreign ministry man who had known him before in Cuba. The American lawyer had been in Chile in the early 70s,
the seduction
on business, he had told
photograph.
Her, and others less identifiable.
The Axis agent can also guide conversations very carefully to selected topics so as to discover weakening beliefs, character defects, personal problems, and basic likes and dislikes.
The extremity of the
she slips a piece of paper with her phone number into his pocket.
Fear.
The better the Axis agent can cultivate a close personal relationship with the Soviet, the more the station can assess his vulnerability.
In the morning, he suffered a bad hangover, in addition to symptoms of a condition common amongst those of his profession, severe paranoia. Still, the thought of her was tempting. But he must not see her again, he reminded himself, crumpling up the piece of paper with her phone number.
You are a participant.
His head began to throb again. A dull feeling of nausea followed. He had come far for 27.
You are a witness.
Had he shown poor judgment last night? Taken foolish risks?
You have been identified.
The questions nagged at him. Who is this woman really? And what exactly is her relationship with the man she was with? The Australian Julian. Now that he thought about it, he had seemed to encourage her flirtatiousness all evening.
You are being indoctrinated.
Why had he been not only unperturbed by the incident in the garden, but rather pleased and almost approving
of information.
It, to the point of being quite amenable to the prospect of the three of them going home together.
You are corruptible.
And then there was that business of him giving him his card and inviting him
vulnerable.
To lunch. What did he have in mind? Was he being tested as a target for possible defection or double agent work?
You are replaceable.
Was she the decoy? He recalled Julian appearing briefly at the top of the stairs.
You are disposable.
Had he photographed them? Had he been set up? And there was that remark she had made about the Chinese.
You
had
may
the garden
be eliminated.
Been bugged? He must consider all these possibilities carefully. He must cover himself.
Diplomacy is the application of intelligence and tact to the conduct of official relations between the governments of independent states, extending sometimes also to their relations with vassal states, or more briefly still,
resumen,
the conduct of business between states by peaceful means.
The main objective of play does not seem to be to gain ground, but to gain points.
August 27, 1968, Mexico City.
The ball must be kept constantly in motion and in the air.
October 15, 1966.
The team scored whenever the opposing team failed to return the ball.
August 29, another 3,000
demonstrators turned up and were driven. Special points were obtained when the ball touched the opponent's end zone.
September 1st.
It was important to play the ball off the side of the court. However, the finer tricks of the game were based on the player's skill in this maneuver.
How you play the game does count.
The most important score by far was obtained when a star player knocked a solid 5-pound rubber ball through one of the stone hoops set vertically in the center of each of the two long balls on either side of the court.
Information from the CIA agents on the bodies of those strike committee is being passed
to the FDA. The stone hoops were only slightly larger than the diameter of the ball.
The government seized the National University
when this
in
kind of
violation
goal
of the
occurred,
university's traditional
all other
autonomy
scoring points were
and
discounted.
Justified the invasion by
the game
saying
was
that the university
with
was
great
being used for
excitement
political
and
rather than educational purposes.
The star player who accomplished this
tanks
remarkable
and armored cars were
not only won
the
game for his team,
although hundreds were arrested,
Tom
student
skills,
strike leaders escaped.
The jewels and even the clothing
September
of the spectators.
After a 12-hour battle, the
a mass
Polytechnic
exodus
Institute
of
and the
all
plaza
present
of the three
in
cultures
the ball
were occupied
ensued
by the army and police. All
the heavy ball was not allowed to come in contact with the hands,
more
feet
students have
or
been killed
calves,
and over 100
but
wounded.
Kept in play
the rector of the
by
university
the elbows,
has resigned.
Knees,
parents
hips,
and teachers
and
have
abdomen
joined the students while vigilante groups controlled by the government have begun
some of the
night
players were
the
carried
schools
dead
vast
out of the playing
court
for
the very first time to a large
highly
scale
strenuous nature of the game.
October 2nd,
the rest of the country
a savage
provide
display.
They would see
the
ball coming in the air and running from one end of
the
court to the other in order to
reach several hundred lives. Over 1,500 demonstrators were jailed.
Stomach.
The attack came as a surprise, and many of the dead and wounded were women
and children. They often fell to the ground, out of breath.
At 5 p.m., some
3,000
people,
ambition to reach
students,
the ball
teachers,
first,
parents, workers,
some
and peasants
died
had
instantly
gathered for a march to protest the continued government
the players
occupation
were so quick
of schools
to hit with their knees
the
or their buttocks.
The rally continued peacefully until
they
military units
the ball with
surrounded
an extraordinary
the plaza
velocity.
Just after 6 p.m., the army opened fire that
these
lasted for over an hour
often
caused on the
crowd great damage
and surrounding
to the
buildings
knees and thighs,
covert
and the haunches were sometimes so mangled that the blood gathered by the blows of the ball had to be extracted by cutting with a small knife.
There's
in spite of the fact that players were often severely injured and occasionally killed, the rewards of being a star were so great that
Gerald
such dangers
Ford,
were evidently considered inconsequential.
Personally, I'm glad that
October
thousands 3rd of fine young
for team captain,
Saturday
even greater risk was
involved.
While the winning
the
captain
games
was overwhelmed
afterwards
with honors and gifts,
Bundage,
the unfortunate
the
captain of the losing team was frequently sacrificed to the gods.
Have no connection with the Olympics.
The sacrifice of the ball
the
player
has been in
took
every
place
Olympics
in the ball court
the
with an elaborate
Helsinki
ceremony.
1952.
The ball player was seated
Rome
on a low,
Mexico
rounded
City
support or platform
provocations,
and forced backwards
propaganda
by another player,
still
dressed in plain
Latin America's first Olympics were held
games
in Mexico City.
Music
summer
accompanied
games
the ceremonial placements of the victims
in
sacrificial position.
In the summer games of the 19th
a
Olympia,
third man then held a knife
the
directly on the throat of the prone
winner
victim
with 107 medals.
The throat was
while
cut,
the Soviet
the
Union
head removed.
Took second place with
a ceremony
medals
of the presentation of the head followed.
A boycott threat by nations
although such
August
penalties
20th,
to the losing captain
Soviet
may seem
invasion
harsh
of Czechoslovakia
was closely in keeping
materialize
with the penalties
when
imposed by the spectators upon themselves
September 11th
when they lost
that it would participate
at the gambling
in the
that
games
invariably accompanied the game.
October 16th.
Both players
two
and
black
spectators
American athletes
laid wagers
won gold
on the outcome
and bronze
of the
medals
contest
for the 200-meter dash.
The stakes varied with the status
and,
wealth
their heads
of the individual.
In a black power gesture, while
rulers
the Star-Spangled
might play
banner
for principalities
was being played
or kingdoms
at the victory ceremony.
Lesser nobles,
chiefs,
jades, turquoise, gold,
articles
of clothing,
I'd simply say
cocoa,
we must not look
houses
at the
or
lost
slaves,
but on
and
the points we can gain.
The common
we
people,
have a November 15th,
since their means were less,
wagered
fields,
over 250,000 people gathered
granaries,
in Washington, D.C.
houses, and sometimes
to protest
even
the war
sold
in Vietnam
themselves or their children.
While demonstrators marched past the White House, President Nixon entertained himself.
The ball game had strong religious and ceremonial importance. In addition
about
to
the 10,000 marchers
aspect.
Gathered at the Justice Department
even
building
the gods
to protest government
to be
prosecution
players.
Of anti-war
dissenters,
game
was a favorite
the Attorney General's
means of
wife commented,
divine
it looked
disputes.
Like the Russian Revolution.
The mission of a diplomatic agent may come to an end during his lifetime by the expiration of the period for which he has been appointed.
March 7th,
the mission of a diplomatic agent may
Prime
come
Minister
to an end
Trudeau's
during his lifetime when the object
Party
of the mission has been attained.
The
mission
the
of a diplomatic agent may come to an end during his lifetime by his recall on his appointment elsewhere or by his resignation and its acceptance by his own government.
General strike called
the
by
mission
the BNA,
of a diplomatic agent may come to an end during his lifetime by his recall, owing to the dissatisfaction of his own government, or at the request
forces,
of the government to which he
dead.
Is accredited.
Hundreds were reported arrested.
To avoid scandal, gossip, or loss of reputation to the
Pakistan
official,
during the last half
who has been
March.
So unfortunate as to incur the displeasure
July
of his official
5th,
chief.
The Pakistan
it is usual
Army
to
overthrew the government
to him
of Prime Minister
he may come
Bhutto
away on leave of absence,
martial law
but
and
his presence
new
is desired at home,
October.
In order
the
that he may be consulted.
As Bhutto and the opposition
the mission
PNA
of a diplomatic agent may come to an end
to
during his lifetime
the
by the outbreak of war between
the leader
two
of
states.
The uprising was General Zia ul Haq,
the mission
the
of
Army
a diplomatic
chief
agent
staff.
May come to an end
the
during his lifetime
was not a coup,
by
a
disposition or abdication of the sovereign of either state.
To separate the two parties.
The mission
and
of a diplomatic agent may come to an end during
achieved.
His lifetime
free,
by the extinction of either state.
Declared. Bhutto was arrested September 3rd on murder charges. He was accused
in the name
of
the state, in the name
of
the people, in the name of the gods, in the name of the power and the glory, in the name
Bhutto
of the law, in the name of
guilty.
Profit and privilege, in the name of ideology, in the name of expediency, in the name of revolution, in the name of freedom, in the name of reason, in the name of truth, in the name of love and hate and passion, in the name of terror, in the name of order, in the name of plenty, in the name of peace, in the name of the game, in the name of winning, in the name of the right.
Democracy seems more remote a prospect than ever. The economy is in tatters.
You have set this in motion.
The Afghans
you
in
have
particular
been thrust into
are
it.
More difficult than for a long while. Austerity programs of
ideological
the most
systems
kind
are
being
fictions,
foisted
novels,
in the name of
stage
Islam
ghosts.
On the people. Criticism of the government is now almost wholly
you
forbidden.
Are a participant.
The Pakistani press has been silenced to the point that not even the most
every
timid
fiction
tweets
is supported by a social jargon.
In every discussion of Pakistan's future, the trial is identified
you are
at
a
the
witness.
Center of the logjam. Nothing can happen. No policy can be implemented.
The meaning
nothing
will be precarious,
be
revocable,
until the trial
reversible.
Is over and the Bhutto problem is ended. There is deep division
you have been
at this
identified.
Point amongst the justices about the validity of the case brought against the former premier.
The dismantling of
radicals
language is intersected
agree,
by political
the
assertion.
The country begin to move in the wake of the execution of Bhutto, but not in the way conservatives
you are
expect.
Being manipulated.
One
you are
prominent
being indoctrinated.
Editor expects full-scale civil war would
the
follow
only
hard
survivors
on the heels
are
of
the
Bhutto's
systems,
death.
The fictions.
Surely Zia must know how popular Bhutto is still
you
amongst
are corruptible.
The peasant people. Even the students seem to be aligning themselves with him now.
Ideology can only
do
be
not
dominant.
Forget. A free election today could well
you are
return
vulnerable.
Him to power. The court which has condemned him to
it
death
is a subversion
is not
of all ideology which is in question.
Under martial law, an impartial body. Hanging
you
Bhutto
are replaceable.
Will now inevitably
you are disposable.
Make him a martyr and will provoke
the subversive
and
edge
possibly
may seem privileged because it is
strife.
The edge of violence.
If he dies, there can be no
you
meaningful
may be eliminated.
In the immediate future. Without such elections, Pakistan is doomed to mounting political terror. Terror no army can control indefinitely. There is tragedy coming, and it is not alas if, but when.
Discard, abolish, never apologize, never explain. Discard, abolish, never apologize, never explain. Discard, abolish, never apologize, never explain. Discard, abolish.
Sitting now in this empty room, russet-colored carpets
on gray marble
floors,
the purpose of the cult of intelligence is to further the policies of the United States government
sofas,
by covert and usually illegal
black
means.
Black lacquer tables, the mirrored screen, the black baby grand piano, the framed photographs, smiles and handshakes.
Covert action
the
and propaganda
semicircular
is emphasized.
Staircase,
expulsions are constantly promoted in order
Hollywood
to prove the Soviets
the
are subversive.
Did people really live in houses like that, one always wondered. Sheer white drapes over windows that look out over the garden.
the empty garden of the ambassador's residence in the Lomas, a house behind ivy-covered walls and locked white iron gates, the sound of the fountain and the dog barking, the German shepherd that patrolled the garden.
The prospect is put under surveillance in order to learn more of his habits and views, and to determine probable motivations, ideological, monetary, or psychological. If there is no such motivation, the CIA searches the ways, blackmail and the like.
And the sky is gray and overcast. The house is empty except for the servants and a silent observer with notebook and camera, smoking a cigarette and listening to the rain against the windows and on the pavement. In a few hours, this room will be filled with people, talking and drinking and eating, meeting and greeting and passing information, a diplomatic reception,
local people employed by embassies as gardeners, cleaners, another farewell chauffeurs party, can also be sometimes useful
alliances
in
formed,
reporting interesting
others
information
severed,
on superior
inferior positions established
gossip,
or endangered,
wives and children,
noted
and visitors
and recorded,
to embassies.
Reported later. Shadows fall. Lamps are lit, draperies drawn, preparations made. The observer waits and watches and wonders. What do the dark-haired, dark-eyed women who draw the drapes and prepare the food think about what happens here? The women who put red matchbooks that say Canada on glass ashtrays, who vacuum the carpets
and
polish
the
silver,
a man might become an agent
who
for
sing
ideological
in Spanish
reasons
as they work,
in poor
and smile
countries
politely
it's usually because he is
at
short
the silent
of cash,
observer,
a man with a hungry family,
and the men in
who
white coats
who
move amongst the guests with trays of drinks. Do they listen to the conversations?
Other candidates for spying are officials who have expensive tastes, which
they
cannot satisfy with their normal incomes, or those with an obvious weakness for women, other men, alcohol, or drugs.
The handsome young Russian had drunk too much. American scotch. A KGB officer.
Personal relations developed by access agents, with whom target officials may relax and let down their guard, are the most desired and productive.
Staircase leading to the garden. The stone wall around the ivy bed. The weight of the Russian's heavy body. His intoxication and his urgency. The damp earth. A departure from the rules.
A case officer must determine if the prospect
the
is legitimate or if he is an enemy plant.
Smoke
a provocation
slowly
or double
beneath
agent
his dark mustache. Observing. Smiling enigmatically with closed lips. Reports will be written. Names
capability
will be named.
Capability for detached manipulation of human beings
noted,
is a cardinal virtue
later
of the CIA case officer. And nobody makes any bones about it.
In the name of the state, in the name of the people, in the
before
name of the
before proceeding, the following
the
suppositions
glory,
must be examined
the
for feasibility.
In the name of profit and religion, in the name of ideology, in the name of expediency, in the name of revolution, in the name of freedom, in the name of reason, in the name of truth, in the name of love and hate and passion, in the name of terror, in the name of order, in the name of plenty, in the name of peace, in the name of the game, in the name of the winning, in the name of the right.
Check out the American woman.
Quetzalan and beyond.
October 29th,
1961.
President Kennedy broke presidency
out. A vanished
the
city,
United States
overgrown,
government is determined to help
both
Vietnam preserve
silent
its independence, protect
the
its people against communist disasters,
stone benches,
build a better life.
The Spanish names of important
October
men,
1963, U.S. government steps up military aid to South Vietnam while at the same
silent
time cuts
Indians
off
with Southeast
due to government
Asian faces, coming back on foot
November
from a Sunday market. Barefoot women and men
Yam,
in leather
Secretary
thong sandals with soles of rubber made from old tires, walking single file
the
along the side of the narrow, winding
November
road, unpaved and rocky, or off onto paths that shortcut through the dense jungle.
January 27th,
the slender children with huge dark eyes staring out from
McNamara
doorways, and occasionally the sudden flash of a shy smile,
so
the humid, hazy
Asia
heat,
the
tropical vegetation,
no
the dust and the mud in the road, the impassive, inscrutable faces, masks behind which all emotions are
August
hidden,
31st,
the produce
September
carried
4th,
in baskets, the old bus careening down the bumpy road, being driven too fast, the suspicion of the camera, the colors, the light, the landscape. It could be Cambodia or the highlands of Laos.
February 20th,
returning to Quetzalan, to death to the rich, long live the UCI, scrawled on a wall on the street below the square.
We were invented.
To young boys laughing and hustling for a few pesos to watch the car. To the sound of Italian opera coming from the speakers on the top of the Spanish colonial church.
Secretary of State Kissinger approved the expenditure of millions of dollars for clandestine
CIA. To lunch at the hotel, tortillas and chicken mole and Coca-Cola.
After Allende's succession to power, more funds were offered to stabilize
the long drive back to Mexico City,
across
the vast sweeping plains, the kind of Texas landscape that makes one recall photos of LBJ driving across it in a Cadillac convertible. Joan Baez on the tape deck singing Diamonds and Rust about Dylan and herself and the 60s. Speeding down the highway under that great big blue sky, the sudden rush of memory of a time of innocence, the illusion of freedom, the fantasy of the open road, Highway 66 revisited, the sense of promise and adventure, the sense of outrage and disillusionment, and remembering for the 100th time that line in the Janis Joplin song that keeps coming back. Freedom's just another word for nothing left to lose.
Don't worry.
In that moment, in the speeding car, the tape deck playing, the wind rushing past,
August 1973,
in the late afternoon light, there's the sense of exhilaration, the lightheadedness of flight, of shedding the weight of dead skins, and then the sudden jolt of recollection and recognition, the journey back through the looking glass.
In spite of the fact that players were often severely injured and occasionally
killed,
the rewards of being a star were so great that such dangers were evidently considered inconsequential. His appointment was based largely on political connections.
The rewards of being a star.
For team captains, even greater risk was involved.
He is being recalled.
While the winning captain was overwhelmed with honors and gifts, the losing captain was frequently sacrificed to the cause.
His appointment was based largely on political
connections. Both players and spectators laid heavy wages on the outcome of the contest.
The head removed.
The throat was cut. The head removed.
There is no substitute for victory.
The stakes varied with the status and wealth of the individual.
On ceremonial occasions, in times
rulers
of
might
ritual,
play for principalities or kingdoms.
State occasions, military
ceremony
parades,
of the presentation of the head followed.
Reviews of the regiment.
He is being
banquets,
recalled.
Weddings.
It's only a matter of weeks now.
Christenings, funerals.
My oldest
Sunday,
and best friend had asked
a
me
to
be
a
scholar, really.
A
historian
to Ronald
of colonial
and
Mexico.
Felipe's for a picnic.
His great uncle, Lord
a
Kingsborough,
day of
was one of the most
and
important
drinking,
Hawaiian
two years
talking
ago,
and picture taking.
Totally dedicated.
The gathering of
published
friends.
Published the codices at his own
the first house guest.
Didn't really approve of the
a housewarming.
In Ireland.
But it is
a
also a farewell party.
Family.
He was saying before that
a day
I went into
to
a thrift shop in Fitzroy, a suburb of Melbourne,
seems
2 days before the wedding.
More like a
went
strange
found the jacket
kind of
the
waiting.
Generation. You know,
the house,
Brian Howard,
still in the stages
Howard
of being built,
Evelyn Waugh,
in some ways,
the
dress uniform
almost
of a captain
Churchill,
of the British
Phil
Royal Marines.
The half-finished studio
of George
standing
VI,
in the mud,
1935,
like an
no
ancient ruin.
That old.
To be worn.
The high wall
ceremonial
and the gate
and
reminding one of a colonial
yes, I think
hacienda.
So. State
left
occasions,
from another time,
military parades,
now
oh,
reviews
bright,
of the regiment,
beautiful.
Banquets,
ransacked,
weddings,
in yet
christening.
Another
the term was used
revolution.
By the English anthropologist Thomas J. Perry,
but no,
who was an
this house
of
stone
of
and wood and tile
in the 1920s.
Is born of this moment.
A theory
of
the
memories,
was a great
dreams,
phase of
aspirations,
2 years
of sweat
its origin
and muscle.
And center in Egypt.
It stands
it
like an omen awaiting its history.
And elsewhere.
A Mexican house set in a landscape that could
the
well
new
be taken for abroad, English,
shot,
but is not.
Melbourne.
A reflection
one
of its inhabitants.
Ruling class called themselves
they call
the children
it the
of the sun, as they claim the sun
perhaps
as their father.
It is a final
and
monument.
Expect to go back to the sky.
The marriage didn't
die,
work out, but then
underground.
I never thought it would.
They were also supposedly the sons of the great mother goddess of the preceding phase.
The event
broke
is
up
framed.
This year. This
isolated,
class felt themselves to be
made
an elite within their own
only
culture.
By what
I
it
never
is
wore
connected
a jacket
to
in
outside the frame.
I kept it on a tailor's.
The camera
records
and preserves. The events
was,
are now
speaking,
history.
An aesthetic phase of culture.
These are the inheritors
this
and
culture
the victims.
Sought to transcend the darkness
these are the inventors
the
and the interpreters.
Of the
odd
soil.
Man.
These are
reverence
the propagators
the
and the survivors.
Death,
surprisingly, ill
and humility before the mother in all her forms.
Rather lonely, I imagine.
It aspired to lightness, brightness, brilliance, and individuality.
We had a long talk about the ballet in New York.
Total liberation from the maternal bond.
One of the only passions in his life, I gathered.
Could only occur in a culture that worshipped the sun.
That and skin diving.
The phallic sun.
He's never married, has he?
At the height of its luminous power.
He told me that his greatest
the
regret
last phase
was not biting the bullet and learning
is when
Chinese.
He is dependent on no one.
It was the one post he really wanted.
Neither
he's
son
nor
father.
He's positively obsessed with the Miss Universe contest.
Penny believes that the children of the sun disappeared
time.
Because the sun
he
gods were replaced
on
by war gods.
He insisted on writing a 10-page report on it himself.
As when the
there
Aztecs in Mexico defeated the Nahua.
And those who
Ming
will be
Chow
left behind.
According to the German Schuler, only the cult of the sun gods
is
reborn. Could break the
and
power
Barents
even
left the mainland at the end of
save
the war.
Mankind from self-destruction.
There are those
did you know he's building communal
here.
Factories
he categorized
in
evolution
by
as the evil forces of
Tanya came to Mexico on vacation to recuperate from the divorce
and reproduction.
Met a Mexican bullfighter,
children,
fell in love, married. She's been here ever since.
Characterized by
she has
the
two sons by
the
him. The youngest is Mongoloid,
for Shula,
is an institution.
Christianity was
after
the enemy
15
of
years of a conventional Mexican marriage.
Being
they
spiritual,
were separated.
Ascetic,
for a short time another
mental.
Woman lived with her. There have been rumors they were lovers.
What he
I
loved.
Don't know. She never discussed
what,
it with
less ideologically, Oscar Wilde in contemporary England loved.
But
the culture
wind.
Of the mother goddess in her
she
decadence.
Had a bit drink. She
when the radiant sun was triumphant over her.
She writes
one
music criticism for Mexico
tell
City.
Tell me about smell it in the wind.
He's the first secretary of Mexico City at the Swedish embassy.
It was in
he
the air
several
that
years
that
studying
afternoon.
In Moscow.
Birth,
for 2 years.
Death, and precarious.
That's where he
features.
Met Angelica. She was
the
visiting her father.
Of all that had brought
he was a Colombian ambassador to the Soviet Union.
In this moment.
Anyway, it
an
was love at first sight.
She's about to be severed.
Oh, terribly
strand
romantic.
By strand.
They had been married about a year and a half,
the
I
signs
think.
Are everywhere.
She watches him, you know.
Burning like
the
last
time.
Hour of a collapsing star.
He's terribly
star.
Attractive, and he uses it.
Diana,
I found him intentionally
dressed in her lover's clothes with fresh flowers in her hair.
And she's terribly jealous.
Her head
all
resting
her life,
on
told
her stomach
you about last
like
night,
flowers
an
on
outsider.
A coffin.
She has
her
a house on
laid out
her
on the floor.
Not
in
far
his
from
green-colored pajamas,
ironic,
identical
isn't it?
To her pink ones,
her parents were white
but worn like a shroud.
From Odessa and Moscow.
What he called
the crackling
they were exiled
of the fire,
by the Bolshevik Revolution.
The rain on the windows.
He
led to
said,
Manchuria.
Meals, singing songs in Russian.
Tanya was born
no,
there in the late
no
1920s.
Conflict. And Tanya, her voice
mother died,
piercing
died
like
in childbirth,
snake's
and her father remarried a Lithuanian exile.
An air of desperation about her.
After the Japanese invasion of Manchuria, a family of friends
as if all the buried memories and events that had shaped her life.
I particularly enjoyed
the
Moscow
to the surface
in a
concentration.
Regretted leaving.
Collided and
go back to Eastern Europe.
A gush
once again, fascinated by closed society.
This time from the Allies.
He said, the Russians are promiscuous.
The
result
of the secret agreements made
and
with Stalin,
without any style. Julian,
thousands of Russian
sort of
exiles
way.
And prisoners of
how
war.
How amusing.
The Soviet Union.
The event
a bit
is
of an
against
their will.
Isolated.
And very ambitious.
Made significant
Tanya and her
only by what it is
connected
to outside the frame.
A minor aristocracy.
The camera records and preserves.
They settled in Montreal.
The events are now
university.
History.
All the right schools.
Tanya speaks
these
Russian,
are the inheritors
Russian,
and the
French,
victims.
Spanish,
French,
Spanish,
these are the
German,
inventors and the interpreters.
The perfect model of the
these
she
are the propagators
and
the survivors.
And
did you know he collects Mexican
she had one
masks?
Child by him, a daughter. At one point they lived in Italy and on the Riviera.
Ravalis is a great party girl.
Of her life.
The heartthrob of the diplomatic
crowd. Silver-gray light.
We rarely talked at reception. Apparently,
fields,
the marriage ended badly.
Black
major
and white
interest
cows
in life
grazing,
is blonde women.
The geese on
the pond.
Obsession
almost.
The gathering storm.
Why he approached you that first evening.
The rumble of
yes,
thunder.
I was with a blonde woman he'd never seen before.
Mexican food, tortillas.
His first
on
secretary
hot coals,
is very jealous.
Exotic
said
black
Ravalis couldn't have the same success with women at home because he is too dark skinned.
Cheese.
The first
on.
Secretary spent
six
the whole
months.
Weekend in Cuernavaca
she's
avoiding
of
the sun.
That's why they sent her to
Peggy,
Algeria.
Rabaz's service is based largely on political influence and connections.
Snapping.
She became
he received
very
his appointment under
the
Bhutto government 3 years ago.
They were strong
the walks.
His brother
the
had been an associate of Bhutto.
It was very difficult
the confrontations.
He strongly opposed the present military
the
government.
Last time.
Really.
Classifies it as right
the
now.
Masks abandoned in the rain.
He's being recalled.
The confessions.
It's only a
the
matter of weeks now.
The promises made
week
and broken.
His brother had been taken off
the
plane the
passions
to London,
exposed.
Had had his papers
secrets
confiscated.
Told. Memories evoked.
Given the evidence,
the
it's not unlikely that he may
that
be
these
eliminated.
People will never be gathered together again in this way.
Anyway, to get back
in this
to Ronald.
Place.
He came to Mexico about 12
a few years ago.
There are those who must depart and those who will be left behind.
Private readings only.
The ones who are passing through and the ones who must stay.
I must say, it is rather...
There are those who belong here.
In a way, I suppose.
Or choice.
Felipe is a Mexican Indian
from
a poor family in Michoacán.
It must have all been in the chart.
He had a good deal of recognition as an artist by the time
they met. It is a two-hour drive back to the city.
She came to
a go with the remains of a horrible auto accident on the side of the road.
This time
an air of
morbidity
hangs over all of us.
For a while, years ago,
Julian recalls another country weekend some months before, returning to find Peggy's maid brutally murdered.
We were talking about Friday
stabbed
night,
to death,
the farewell party
blood
for Peggy at the ambassador.
Blood all over the bathroom.
Ronald
a woman
said,
in
I
her
can't
60s.
Explain it, but I felt it.
Certainly not a lover's quarrel.
He was
quarrel.
There. The murderer
nothing
was
stolen,
in that room amongst
no signs of
eating,
forced entry.
And drinking,
she
and
must
talking
have known
with all the
killer,
other guests.
The police said.
I don't know how,
no arrests
but I know
were
it.
Ever made. We all believed Peggy to be the intended victim. It was then that she moved into the ambassador's house. A cold shiver in the darkness between us, the red jacket folded across Julian's lap.
You know how I met Ronald?
And slippery.
No.
Through our friend Graham.
Julian
they
recounted
knew each other
the
in
details
London.
Of the bizarre
that's
auto accident with his
actually.
Ambassador
Graham's
when he first came to Mexico.
After that set. Play acting.
The event is
yes,
framed,
that's true.
Isolated,
I'd never
made
thought of it
significant
that way.
Only by what it
self-delusion.
Is connected to outside the
too
frame.
Bad. He was born
in the early
time.
Hours of morning,
and the wrong
candles
place.
Burning low, over scented Russian tea and brandy, Julian and I trace our way backward, over the evidence, the circumstances, the missing pieces, the clues, the coincidences, the turning points. London, New York, Melbourne, Karachi, Moscow, Ireland, Canada, Mexico City.
August 14. Rabaz calls. He speaks in a low voice, words chosen carefully, with
the
restraint.
Use of a cutout.
An intermediary
the taping
who
session
serves
is canceled. He has had time
disunite
to think.
The cutout
is
disdained.
Not simply for himself,
to part
but
by
for the others who would be implicated.
Without explicit
to part
other
by
measures
violence.
Have come up since last
the exits,
deep cover.
And entrances
he couldn't
are
go
monitored.
Into it on the phone.
Another
of course,
deep
is
cover.
The dead drop.
May
we have agreed to
even
meet tomorrow
in
privately
country,
in
photographing
Park,
the visitors and
being
called license plate.
Audio penetrations.
Up-to-date photographs
and
biographical data on all
parts
of
violence.
We are in dangerous territory. Detailed a vast
surveillance
garden of intangibles,
with cameras,
a landscape
and radio
of ambiguities where the rules are the same, but the words and gestures have
been
different
taken
meanings.
Off the plane.
In a theater lobby,
or is it that the
Rush
words
country.
Are
the same,
busy
but the rules
street.
Are all double-faced?
Posing as businessmen,
it is a game
to
of
relations.
In which concrete
newsmen,
words disappear
missionaries,
like croquet balls.
Or we may talk about separate emotions.
Even retired people.
The event is
and
framed,
the
isolated,
of the head
issued, made significant only by what it is
some
evidence
taken.
Outside the frame.
Until
the camera
death
records
do us part.
And preserves
until death do us part.
The people, places, gestures, objects, interactions. The event becomes history.
It is only a matter of time now, and we will be gone from here forever. The accumulated artifacts of Julian's life here, packed in boxes, left behind in storage, as they have been so many other times in so many other countries. And once again he will depart with only a suitcase.
Hold it in the hand.
One has possessions,
shadows,
objects to carry
traces,
from place to place in order to assure continuity, reinforce identity. We carry our culture with us. The clothes, the books, the records, the photos, the letters, the documentation, the acquisitions, the proof of one's
of
existence,
of what
the
one
rituals that preserve
of.
Sanity, the known and familiar,
it is about what is
the identifiable reality,
and then covered over.
The cumulative history,
about
events and emotions preserved in
the
one's
unnamed,
material artifacts.
The uninhabitable.
In the early morning I dreamt about stones,
it is about
a stone wall down a winding road.
The invisible undercurrents.
I woke up trembling. I sit here in this stripped-down apartment and wonder what that was all about. Barriers, perhaps.
It
I think
about
again about departures and separations. about the process of disengagement, and yes, about estrangement,
and true purpose is
about
unknown.
What time and distance and context does to
it
all of
about
us,
covering one
about
surface
fading
with
photographs,
another, about the rules
walking
of the game,
through these empty, barren rooms, I contemplate how an awareness of the boundary lines of the space and time intensifies
about
the quality
the
of the experience,
of form
heightens
another,
the senses.
About
I think
manners,
about the things one remembers.
About signs and symbols,
the collection of Mexican masks,
about loaded
the red
dice,
British Royal Marine jacket bought in Melbourne, the Chinese chess set, the dried roses, pale pink when bought
it
in the
is
market,
about what
now
is revealed
ochre yellow,
and what is
the roses that were put in the freezer by mistake to keep
about
them fresh
the
for the evening,
employed,
then subconsciously, knowingly, left there to be frozen to death.
And left
a prophetic
unfinished.
Act, perhaps. The
about
books on gardens, on the great houses of England and Ireland, the Mexican ponchos and weavings, the baskets on the floor,
it is about
the framed
the face
photographs,
of things,
the blue and white vase with the faded purple
and
asters left from last week's dinner, the candlesticks everywhere,
and character,
the table with the typewriter stacked high with books,
about
writing paper, postcards, silver shell ashtrays overflowing. My favorite pens in a glass, Julian ties, address books, empty film canisters,
about
the sheer white curtains blowing gently, records strewn across the bar, Ravel, Chopin, Satie, Sutherland,
expediency,
the smell of Mexican cooking from the kitchen where Maria prepares lunch each day,
and
the ritual of breakfast at the long table in the dining room with linen napkins and silver,
and
fresh squeezed orange juice, ripe cantaloupe, toast and mango marmalade, tea with steaming hot milk, Julian's bacon and eggs and chocolate,
and vulnerability,
the overcast morning light, the music, the breeze off the terrace, the hum of the traffic from the street below,
and death,
the way one acquires
terror,
habits, and the effort made to preserve one's memory intact.
It is about
already he has vacated this place,
vacation,
this city, in his mind.
Isolation,
I am a witness outside the process, while at the same time in the center of it. And again the word that
about
comes to mind is disengagement. My emotions
about
must also be boxed
and
crated,
interment,
like the masks and blankets,
it is
the
about
pottery
cultural
and pictures.
Displacement and
for Julian, there are always the photographs, to be returned to, time and time again, like so many archaeological expeditions.
Ideological systems are fictions.
A grand city
nobles,
once stood
stage
here,
ghosts,
with its avenues and streets, apartment complexes and marketplaces.
Every fiction is supported by a social
rituals,
jargon.
A thriving urban center with a population of over 100,000. A spiritual and cultural center, it is said.
The meaning will be
the
precarious,
only city without
revocable,
a ball court,
reversible.
There were no blood sacrifices made here to astral deities, no frequent waging of wars, no weapons found.
The dismantling
almost
of language is intersected by political assertion.
Suddenly and without explanation. What happened and why?
The only survivors
Teotihuacan
are the systems,
is a dead place,
the fictions.
What remains is an imitation of what once was.
Ideology
an
can only be
imposter,
dominant.
A silent stone face, brown and dusty in the glaring sunlight.
It is a subversion
crumbling
of all ideology which is
and
in
broken
question.
Pottery, trodden over and pillaged. The skeletons and statues have been taken away and analyzed.
The subversive edge may seem
but
privileged
no conclusions
because
can
it
be
is
drawn,
the edge of violence.
Only the fictions of our own time. It has been invaded and overrun, consumed and devoured,
there
but
are
it
a
is
series
not
of
decipherable.
Doorways through which one passes.
Archaeologists dig and restore. Tourists follow like lemmings.
Exits and entrances.
Vacationers in a vacated city.
Windows
impenetrable
that at once
and uninhabitable.
And reveal the exterior.
Overweight Americans panting as they climb the steps of its skyscraping pyramids.
Openings
a thundering
and
herd of pastel polyester. Germans in sensible shoes armed with pamphlets. Small
beginnings
armies
and endings
of Japanese
within the four
with
walls
captains,
of a space.
The French, tanned and trim, in tight pants and tinted glasses, with an air of ennui.
Meetings and
they
departures.
They photograph each other in the ruins,
in the parched
the words
dry
that passed between them,
so that they may remember later that they were there.
The distances maintained.
Documented evidence in which perhaps they will find some trace of what they fail to
the
see
steps
and
taken.
Feel in the moment. They leave behind them the remnants.
The skin, the
peelings
touches.
From their Polaroid snapshots. The Kodachrome boxes.
The bodies
refuse
that enter
from
and
which
enclose
the archaeologists
each other.
And anthropologists of the future will make conjectures. Search
the
for
destinies
the meaning
that
of
are
this
changed
activity.
And those that are not.
Mexican boys selling souvenirs follow the tourists. Indians, some of whom may perhaps be the descendants of this place. Inheritors who no longer remember their ancestors, who cannot recall their history, so buried is it in time and desecration.
A tie draped carelessly over a chair. The rain on the terrace, the chill, damp
The ambassador's
air.
Villa at Cuernavaca. Wandering
will
alone
be written.
Again in an empty house.
Names will be named.
The 20-foot ceilings, the whitewashed walls, the waxed terracotta tile floors, the sound
humid,
of the workmen sweeping
heat,
beyond the louver doors
the
on the veranda,
vegetation,
the cool, crisp
the dust
evening breeze,
and mud in
the high-pitched
road.
Chirping of a cricket, the empty rooms, the closed door,
There's
the
always
blue and
Paris.
White tiles in the bathroom.
We'll have a grand affair
The printed
Paris.
Crepe dress hanging
Julian
in the closet, waiting to be put on
yes,
for
Julian.
Dinner.
In Paris.
That dress is beginning to have a
Peggy
strange
laughed,
history.
Knowing better.
The cane and straw-colored rattan-style chairs, the white cushions, the magazines on the coffee table. Out of date
he has a real
copies
taste
of Time
for power,
and Newsweek with dog-eared quarters.
And the eroticism of psychological
the separate
violence.
Rooms, the silences, the lone cricket, the empty chairs. My face in the bathroom mirror.
All her life
cigarette
she's lived
butts
in exile.
In the ashtray,
an outsider.
The corridor between bedrooms and
she has a
rooms,
house in Coyoacán.
Waiting rooms.
Not far
I make
from
up
Trotsky.
My face. There is a spider on the bathroom wall.
Went to Oxford with the Children of the Sun
the
generation.
The circle closes. The final dinner. The apartment vacated.
Wasn't Burgess
the champagne
and McLean
drunk,
and Kim Philby
farewell
part of that group too?
The drive to the airport. The luggage heavier than when it
the
arrived.
The red jacket folded
and
across
And a hundred
Julian's
other stories
map.
That will come to mind later. Some other time,
captured
brought
by
back
the Japanese
by another landscape,
and turned in
a
concentration
voice, a face,
camp.
A conversation, a dress worn, a book
Apparently
open,
the marriage ended badly.
And finally, the photograph. October 25th, 1978, New York. A note to Julian.
Escape.
There are a number of other things to report. Rabaz turned up in New York,
the
after all.
Exposed.
Diana was with him.
Secrets told.
He had been in Washington for several weeks. He didn't say
Promises
much.
Made and broken.
Seems he has decided to resign. Understandable.
The sun gods were replaced by war gods.
Will not go back to Pakistan if he can help it.
Peggy's maid brutally
job
murdered.
In New York. Interesting.
Blood all over the bathroom.
The cult of intelligence is a secret fraternity
kind
of the American political aristocracy,
Washington.
And its priests are the
money.
Clandestine professionals
An
of the CIA.
Agent,
its membership it's ranges from the highest officials of the federal government to power centers of industry, commerce, finance, labor, the academic world,
perhaps this
and communications
is an
media.
Given the circumstances. Perhaps he is merely a man out to save his own life any way he can. Perhaps he really loves her. Perhaps.
London.
December.
Karachi.
Letters posted to Elba, Cyprus, New Delhi, Bangkok, Singapore,
Melbourne,
Canberra.
Moscow.
Unanswered. Perhaps intercepted.
Ireland.
Never received.
Deeply embedded within the
Canada.
Clandestine mentality
Florida,
is the belief that human
Austria.
Ethics and social laws have no
address.
Bearing on covert
Mexico
operations
City.
Or their practitioners.
The whereabouts of Julian are unknown. Perhaps there will be a phone call in the middle of the night. Perhaps.
Wow. Ooh. That was action-packed, eh, Steve?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was fantastic. Really kind of, I'm going to say suspenseful even. And the way it ended on that sustained tone was just, I couldn't have thought of a better ending. I thought that was just sensational, but yeah, like you said as well, full of this amazing sort of suspense and intrigue. Or I guess as I said, sorry, but yeah, sensational. That's what I say.
Yeah. Yeah, you can say that twice. Go ahead, say it twice.
I think I kind of did. It was sensational, okay?
Yeah, it was definitely one of our more cinematic
performances. Yeah.
Wouldn't you say?
Yeah, and especially since we spent all that time talking about Michael Mann.
Yeah. I guess there's something about being an artist in Los Angeles where the film industry gets into your work. Mm. It drills its way in through its innumerable posters and cocktail conversations that you have in this great city of Los Angeles.
Yeah, the people you know.
And, you know, something about filmmaking is that there are so many people involved. It's really, you know, a great example of the social distribution of labor. But people, they want their credit, and that generates a certain kind of mentality. And I have to say, Jackie is in that camp, and she has, I'd say asked, but that's not entirely true. She's demanded that we read the credits for her performance. So per Jackie's request, here we go. Text written and scored by Jackie Apple. Music composed and performed by Joseph Armias and Zephyrin. Performers Jackie Apple, Joseph Armias, Eric Bogosian, Jude Dozier, Henry Korn, Peter Stroud, and Zephyrin. Recording engineer, Joseph Armias. Directed and produced by Jackie Apple. Special thanks to Peter Bartlett, whose participation, generosity, and enthusiastic support made the original production possible. And here are the references for the text. Inside the Company, CIA Diary, Philip Agee, 1975. The CIA and the Cult of Intelligence, Victor Marchetti and John D. Marks, 1974. The Labyrinth of Solitude, Octavio Paz, 1950. The Pleasure of the Text, Roland Barthes, 1975. The Children of the Sun, Martin Green, 1976. Guide to Ancient Mexican Ruins, C. Bruce Hunter, 1977. Mini Mexicos, Leslie Bird Simpson, Facts on File Annual News Index, 1966-78. Manchester Guardian Weekly, July-August 1978. Research assistance from Evelyn Rattray, PhD, archaeologist, Teotihuacan Project, Mexico.
Hmm.
Well, there you have it, folks. Have a wonderful night.
Yeah, everybody. Drive safe. See you all soon. Good night.